Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Rachel Engelhardt about Indianola Girls Track. Rachel, thank you very much for joining us. At the end of last track season, how did you want to prepare for this upcoming spring sports season?
Well, last year was my first year competing at state track in the 4x8, and I had a great team, and I was really ready to come back in the next track season, stronger, running better, and going to state again. So seeing this canceled was really kind of a downer on those plans.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, something Coach Arndt talked a lot about was the experience of such a young team competing at the Blue Oval and state last year really kind of created some buzz going into this season. Is that what you felt?
Yeah, I definitely felt that. I felt more of a pressure, more of wanting myself, but also my team to experience that again, because walking out there and being in front of everyone, that is an experience that you don't get anywhere else. So, and it just proves that hard work really pays off.
We'll talk a little bit about your off-season training. I know that there was kind of a lot of participation in the weight room. It kind of felt like those that weren't involved in sports were involved in some sort of training. So kind of talk about your off-season training.
I did a lot of running on the treadmill outside when it was nice enough, and a little bit of weightlifting, but a lot of mileage. I have the idea once you're off season, you just have to get mileage and build up to that, and then you start working with speed. So that's what I was doing over the winter and after cross country, after state cross country.
Well, and then, yeah, let's talk a little bit about state cross country, because that's also an experience, and I think just kind of sets the bar for the rest of the school year. So talk about your experiences there.
From the very beginning, we knew that this year was going to be different. We had an amazing group of girls. We had Emily Naughton, who really tied things together. And I think we just all pushed each other this year. We have our top four runners. They just kind of balanced back and forth, going from who would get first, who would get second, and third, and fourth. So it was always kind of like a gamble. You didn't really know who was going to get it. But it was really fun. We knew how to act. We knew how to run together. It was a really good time. And then going to state, it was a great experience to be able to go as a team. And then for me personally, I ran my best at state. Just that atmosphere, it was proud. It was really nice to represent Indianola and to show them we have a lot to offer once you look at us.
Awesome. Well, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but go through what your experiences were when you heard that the season was canceled.
I was definitely disappointed, because last year, track season, I was doing fairly well, and I was ready to come into this season with a brand new mindset. I was ready to run my 1500 and hopefully go to state in the 4x8, just wanting to push myself even more. So finding out that track was going to be canceled really dampened my mood, because we had this mindset, the whole team was, we were ready to go to state track again. We were ready to do our best. And so to find out that we couldn't do that this year, just really, it was sad, but also for the seniors, because you have a great group of girls for seniors. So that was really hard.
Well, speaking of those seniors, again, not an easy thing to talk about, but talk about your experiences, kind of them as leaders, and how you're going to try and carry on what they showed you and as you continue to rise in track.
For me personally, the seniors this year, really, really great group of girls, Bailey Blake, Ashley Rockhold, Ava Gable, Terrell Hagner, really great group of girls. They definitely set the bar very high. They are very, just kind of natural leadership that not everyone has, but they showed us like what it meant to be like a team, and they led by example. They always showed kindness and support, and I know next year I will definitely, those are some really big shoes to fill, and I myself and the other upcoming seniors will definitely have a hard time to fill that, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that's always a big shoes to fill. So talk a little bit about what you plan on doing now that obviously, the season unfortunately came to a close, and you have to prepare for coming back next year.
Well, as soon as I found out that track was canceled and we're not going to be doing that, I just kind of went into the mindset of, okay, now it is time for cross country. We need to put miles in. We need to run. I would like to have my senior season be the best season I've had so far. So I've probably in the best shape that I've been, since I'm just like in that mindset, since I do have time, obviously, to do it. So, you know, why not go out, run, put miles in, and just try to come back even stronger next year? You know, I don't know what it's going to look like next year for the season, but all you can do is just hope, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck for coming back next year.
Thank you.